Behind every deployed service member, there's a family tending the home fires, waiting for a phone call from a son or daughter, a brother or sister, a husband or wife. In their efforts to keep in touch, in how they've lived with near constant worry, praying for a loved one's safety, for a hasty return home, they have, in a way, been deployed too.
Hi, Chris. This is Cecilia Malak.
A small flag with a blue star, the symbol of having a loved one deployed, hangs in a window of Ann Flanders' Texas Township home. Her son Jason served 8 months in Afghanistan, from last August to this April. So did Cecilia Millett's son, Matthew. In fact, both served together in the same U.S. Army unit, something Ann and Cecilia didn't know until they met each other at a local Blue Star Mothers meeting, a support network for families with loved ones deployed. Now close friends, the two women sit at the kitchen table, talking proudly about their sons. Cecilia was relieved when she met Ann.
And then when we found out they were being deployed together, it was comforting to me to know, okay, I've got somebody else I know that's going to go through this.
Ann and Cecilia were there for each other during their son's time overseas, but they also dealt with those long months in private, gripped by a swirl of emotions, anxiety, concern, and fear, but also love and pride. When Cecilia turned on the evening news or scanned news sites, her senses were heightened. It's hard for many around her to understand. Still, life goes on.
You know, it's a constant feeling over you. You're still at work, you're going through your day, but constantly in my mind knowing, I don't know what's happening to him right now at this moment. It could be great, it could be horrible.
Cecilia has been through this before. Her husband deployed to Desert Storm with the U.S. Navy. She remembers standing on the pier in Virginia Beach, holding Matthew, then still a baby, waving goodbye, watching the aircraft carrier sail away. Going through it again is kind of surreal, she says.
I felt like it was coming full circle, though. Like, wait a minute, 19, would I have ever thought 19 years later, you, this little one, would be leaving and going away on your own deployment? I would have never dreamt that.
The instinct to protect their kids flows strong through Ann and Cecilia, so it was frustrating to not be able to intervene, to shield their boys if harm was close. A mother knows her child well, and Ann needed to know that Jason was okay.
I needed to hear his voice. Yeah. I wanted to see him. And that was real important. And then I knew. You know the looks.
Technology made that easier. Gone are the days of weeks-old letters landing in the mailbox. Now Skype, Facebook, and other forms of social media help keep family ties strong, often in real time. Sometimes Ann would take her laptop around the house, sending scenes of home life to Jason.
And like at Thanksgiving time and Christmas, you know, we put the computer there, and I said, you're sitting right here at the table. You're in your spot. I'd go out and show him his Jeep, and it's looking good, you know.
The
and
snow.
The snow. And
we showed him the snow.
You know, and then when with the fall colors, you know, I showed him down the street, and he had all the guys come. He said, oh, guys, there's, you know, America.
Ann and her husband sent care packages, got to know their son's battle buddies the best they could, made certain to cancel any plans if Jason said he might be able to call at a certain time. If you have a loved one deployed, you make yourself available, she says. Cecilia began recording her Skype sessions with Matthew. It was a way, she says, of creating a memento, a kind of record of her son's experience. If he didn't come home, she'd still be able to hear his voice.
I thought, if I have that from Matt, if something should happen, I still have him. I don't know if that makes sense, but I wanted to have it for me, I wanted to have it for his sister, I wanted to have it for his dad. I just wanted a piece of him.
But Matthew is coming home. Cecilia will be able to hug her son. She wonders sometimes, however, what he will be like. She's heard other mothers who had sons return home with the war still inside them, struggling with post-traumatic stress.
And I'm hopeful, though, that when he does come home, that there's enough of him that he's able to cope, he's able to get through. He'll never, just like Will, that part of deployment is always with us. It's going to be with him 10 times more than it is with me.
Ann has already printed up welcome home signs for Jason, and Cecilia has an app on her phone that counts down the time until Matthew returns. That time is getting pretty short. Both are at an army base in Germany and are due back soon. Ann and Cecilia will be at Detroit Metro Airport on the day they fly home, when the circle of their sacrifice will be fully formed in a loving embrace of a soldier, a hero, and perhaps most important, a son.
I'm very proud of my son. Very proud of my son. And I can't wait to see him.
For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.